Introduction to 1 John. 1 John was written by John, who was an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. He and his brother James were called as fishermen and came out to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. They were called the sons of thunder. They were also cousins of the Lord Jesus. John wrote the Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and the book of Revelation. At the time of writing 1 John, he is an elderly man, probably about 85 years old. He is writing against heresies. The heresy of Gnosticism was prevalent in his day, and he wanted to make it clear who Jesus is and that faith in him has nothing to do with some magical knowledge that you might have. And they also accused that Jesus did not come in the flesh, that he came spiritually. Others were saying, well, he came as a human being, but the Spirit of God entered into him at his baptism and left just before his death. Those are false doctrines, and John is writing to correct those doctrines. John is the youngest of the apostles. He is the one who Jesus loved, who leaned on Jesus at the Last Supper. He's also one who outran Peter to the tomb. Now, as you read the passages, I want to note a couple things to you that might be helpful. He often refers to, I write to you, and then gives the reason why he writes to you. He addresses the recipients of the letter as dear children and dear friends, or beloved. I think those are things that we ought to mark in the scriptures, because he says dear children 8 times, and he says dear or beloved friends 6 times. Also, what appears in the book most frequently is the word know, K-N-O-W. He's fighting against Gnosticism. We get that word from gnosis, which means knowledge or to know. And he is wanting his disciples to learn about the Lord Jesus Christ. He uses the word know 22 times in this little epistle. I think that's significant. Here's another fact. He often says, this is how, or by this we know. I can give you the references, chapter 2, verse 3, chapter 2, verse 5. Chapter 3, verse 16, 3:18, 3:24, 4:2, 4:6, 3:14, 5:2. 9 times he said, this is how we know, or by this we know. The emphasis always is on the knowing of what God wants us to know. And then another word that's used often is the word because. As you read through, mark the becauses, because that explains what he's doing and why he is writing this epistle. Finally, it's important for us to notice in chapter 3 and 4, John emphasizes the love of God, over and over and over again. That's an important theme. And he is contrasting the love of God and the love of the Word of God as being synonymous. You cannot love God without loving His Word. You can't love God without keeping His Word. It's a very important principle. And the second part of that is he applies it to loving one another, that you can't possibly love God whom you have not seen and hate your brother. Hatred is not part of the gospel. If your heart's been changed, you've been born again, the love of God is shed abroad in your heart, and that love spills over to other people. Note that. It's a very important part of this book.
There are a lot of verses that are wonderful to memorize in this little book. I trust that you'll enjoy your reading.